The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for the Green Scene. I'm joined once again by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. And we have two topics, dark data, whatever that is, and a link between vegetarianism and depression. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, what do you want to talk about first, the dark data or depression?
Well, let's talk about the dark data first. And as you said, what is dark data? And it's pretty simple. Dark data is data that we all have and maybe use once and then it's forgotten about. Now, it's probably a lot of it's not very useful, but this is a new study that's just come out. And what it's estimating is that at the moment, at least 60% of all the data that we store is this dark or probably pretty useless data. But this is growing and growing. It could be up to 80%. And in fact, could go up to 90% in the next 10 years. And some are even calling this like a data berg. You imagine the data we use is a little bit floating above the iceberg. And then this big iceberg below is all this stuff we don't use. And it's things like the multiple copies of photos we all have on our phone as an individual. But of course, if you think of organizations, there's millions of spreadsheets out there. There's multiple versions of old documents. There's multiple copies of email attachments. There's inactive databases. And all of this is dark data.
Now, does it matter, Ruth, if you have it on your desktop at home, you know, you're not storing it on the cloud because, you know, you eventually run out of space and you may replace the machine or you may then do a cleanup of your machine and carry on. But where the stuff is stored in the cloud, that has implications for energy consumption.
Of course it does, because as we know, that the cloud isn't up there in the sky. It's sitting in big servers, which are stored on huge banks in warehouses. And of course, these things have a cost. They have a huge energy cost. And it's estimated already globally, organizations are spending trillions of euros on the energy to keep this dark data, which is not useful for them. And it could be approaching up to 2 to 3% of all human-produced carbon emissions. So this is stuff that we don't need and we're not using, having a big environmental impact. So it's a really good idea, I think, for us to think about targeting some of these areas where really it wouldn't have any impact on us to sort it out.
You look at the actual impact in carbon terms. A typical data-driven business with 100 employees might generate 4,590 gigabytes of data every day, which would equate to 10.67 tons of CO2.
That's right. And of course, that's not all dark data. Some of that's going to be useful data. But if you imagine, as they store it, it's all accumulating. And that's like flying from London to Heathrow 10 times a day. So this isn't an insignificant impact on the environment. I mean, some of it is useful and there are great tools for businesses to delve into that data and pull out the useful information. But certainly for some businesses, so about a quarter of the data is considered rot. That's redundant, obsolete and trivial. And certainly as an effort towards being greener, businesses should certainly look at seeing whether they can clear out the rot from their data and certainly reduce the amount of dark data because they're paying for it. They're paying for it in energy costs and we're all paying for it in carbon.
Okay, and fewer data centres might be needed to be constructed in the future if only vital and necessary data was stored in the so-called cloud. Now, let's talk about depression and vegetarianism. You know, how would that be?
Well, this was an eye-catching headline from a study from Brazil last week. And scientists have been studying the link between vegetarian and vegan diets and mental health because things like vitamin B12 and zinc, you do tend to get them at lower levels in those diets and they are associated with good mental health. But it's been an area where some studies have found links and some have not been able to validate those links. But this was a huge study from Brazil. About 14,000 people were studied over 6 months. And what they found was that those that ate vegetarian diets had twice as many depressive episodes as those that didn't. And this study was different because it did control for nutritional factors like calorie intake, those micronutrients that we were talking about, protein. So that's, I think, why it grabbed headlines around the globe.
Are you saying that the people who all had decent levels of nutrition, they had enough zinc, they had enough vitamin B12, and yet they still had these depressive episodes at twice the rate as as meat eaters?
So it appears from this study, but of course, one of the issues with the study is it was this huge study of 14,000 people. There was only 82 vegetarians in this cohort. And of course, Brazil, people will know, is famously a country where meat is a key part of the diet. So, you know, in the discussion since the study was released, people have said, well, I mean, possibly the vegetarian social experience might contribute to depression. So if your culture is very closely linked to eating meat and you choose to have another lifestyle, does that have an impact? And of course, it's also true that it's the other way around, because as we know, this correlation doesn't equal causation. You know, we always need to look deeper at these things. And those that suffer from depressive episodes may be more likely to ruminate on negative thoughts, feel guilt, maybe think about the impact of eating meat. So even though this study grabbed the headlines, I'm not sure we've finally bottomed out the issues with the vegetarian diet.
Yeah. Women more likely to be vegetarian than men, but women also separately more likely to be depressed than men. These would be classic studies of the rate of depression. So that could go part of the way to explaining some imagined correlation between depression and vegetarianism, simply to do with gender.
That's right, Pat. And again, and that's often been touted. Again, this study did rule that out. I mean, insofar, we have small numbers of vegetarians here, so I think we need to be careful about, you know, drawing too many significant conclusions. But I mean, the key thing here is, you know, any sort of extreme diet does seem to be linked to increased levels of depression, any significant food exclusion, and really that balance. We always come back to when we talk about diet here, it is about that balance and making sure that you are getting all of those nutrients. And certainly for vegans, we've mentioned before, vitamin B12 is a particularly important thing to supplement into your diet.
Yeah, and that social experience that you talk about, you know, it used to be much more prevalent here that if someone said, I'm a vegetarian, people, you know, the host or hostess would groan. Oh, my God, we're going to have to find a special meal for this person, if only they'd eat the turkey or the beef or whatever. Yeah. And in Brazil, where meat would be the norm, very much the norm, you know, people might just feel put upon.
Yeah, look, Pat, I was that soldier, many years ago. But funnily, I think you may know, the Late Late Show, I think, interviewed someone in the 80s who was a vegetarian. And it was almost, it was such an extreme thing that to actually meet a vegetarian was unusual. But look, thankfully now, I think it's about, you know, approaching 10% of many countries, people are eating vegetarian diets. And again, we know that's good for the planet. So I think, you know, hopefully we'll see happier vegetarians going into the future.
Okay, in terms of this study then, lies, damned lies, and finally, statistics. That's...
Well, statistics, certainly.
All right, Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Science Foundation Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Much.